Since 2007, Grain Processing Corporation has violated federal and state pollution laws more than 80 times. Three recent violations are prompting the EPA to investigate GPC for air and water pollution. While much of the community has nothing but good things to say about Grain Processing Corporation, many blame the corn wet milling facility for various respiratory illnesses that have manifested in the neighborhood closest to GPC. Downtown Muscatine runs along pristine Mississippi riverfront, scattered with remnants of the pearl button industry and the lumber yards from which the town was carved in the mid-1800s. The Chamber of Commerce stands at the foot of Muscatine's historic district, where touristy shops and small-town attractions are frequented on cool, blue-sky spring days. Chamber President Bill Phelan has lived in Muscatine most of his life.
We have a plethora of businesses here that are waiting to serve you and serve you well. We pride ourselves on being a business or a community of business. We are blessed, and truly blessed is the term, to have a corporate base here of wonderful large corporations. GPC is certainly one of them. But we are also blessed with a great community of small businesses, organizations that care about their community, and a great educational system, and people that really care about each other.
Muscatine has among the highest number of corporations per capita in Iowa. With a population under 23,000, Muscatine provides more than 7,000 local jobs in manufacturing alone. Among the top employers are Monsanto, Heinz, and Grain Processing Corporation, which is considered one of the nation's largest processors of corn syrup, spirits, and corn starch. Chamber of Commerce member Gary Carlson says GPC generates more than $1 million per day for the local and state economy.
Part of the economic engine that takes place is suppliers move to town, create jobs so that they can do a better job of servicing the larger corporation. So it's the expanded employment that comes from the result of these companies having a basis here.
Despite the widespread presence of industry throughout Muscatine, Phelan says downtown is clear of smog 95% of the time. But that's not the case for what locals call the environmental ghetto. Just miles south of scenic downtown, thick yellowish-black smog rolls through the streets nearly every day. Cars, streets, and houses are coated in a yellowish-black soot. Outside GPC, plumes of what appear to be corn fiber fall like snow. Many who live near GPC say the smog stings their eyes and gives them headaches. Water from kitchen faucets are known to run brown and occasionally black. Sherry Leonard moved to the south end of Muscatine 31 years ago to find a job at one of the city's many factories. She says she got chronic bronchitis from exposure to asbestos while working at a sports lighting manufacturer. 2 weeks ago, the DNR issued an air quality warning for Muscatine County, advising people with respiratory illness to stay indoors. Leonard says the air in her neighborhood is hard to breathe almost every day.
I always know when my eyes are burning, my nose is burning, we come back to town from being out of town. My sister lives down there. As soon as I get down there, my eyes are like watering and burning and my nose is all sore inside.
Leonard is a member of Clean Air Muscatine, or CLAM, a local environmental group trying to stop GPC from polluting the air and water. Members are encouraging other South End residents to join the cause. Lifelong Muscatine resident Sharon Mockmore opens her door to Leonard and CLAM Executive Director Jessica Brackett.
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Jessica, and I'm from Clean Air Muscatine. Do you have a moment?
Just a minute.
Mockmore returns to walk us through her house. Just inside her door, her husband lies on a hospital bed where he's confined after having part of his lungs removed last year from lung cancer.
We're knocking doors to tell people about the air quality here in Muscatine.
You don't have to tell me nothing. I breathe it every day. That poison kills more people than anything else. Down here sometimes, that it is actually, it's like you can reach out and just grab it with your hands. It's that hazy and that foggy. I mean, we should not have to live like that.
While Mockmore fills out paperwork on the couch, her grandson Gary Horton enters the living room, eager to join Clam. Horton says his brother, mom, and grandparents all have breathing problems.
All kinds of nasty, terrible things that were continuously, I've been breathing it in for 19 years now. I mean, it's sickening to me to think that there's such a lack in quality control in our county that you can barely see the school some days. It's a half a block away. It's ridiculous.
After leaving Markmore's house, Leonard says nearly every household they talk with become paying members of CLAM.
They're desperate for help. And what do you do?
The EPA could charge GPC up to $37,000 in fines per day if the company fails to address the three recent violations of the Clean Air Act. An 11-year EPA violations report lists exceedances of 14 chemicals emitted or spilled from GPC, including sulfur dioxide, lead, and ammonia. A GPC spokesperson says the company is investing $100 million for a system that will reduce sulfur dioxide emissions by 87% and small particulate matter emissions by 63% over the next 3 years. In Muscatine, I'm Joe Cadott, Iowa Public Radio News.